Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll discuss the past week of the show. You can find all our interviews and shows here on Blog Talk Radio. This is our 459th Blog Talk Radio show. You can also find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we also have a Facebook page, and you can also find us on iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and you can find me on Twitter at @mama_hooch. And tonight we have with us Anna's here. Hi, Anna.
Hello. You can find me at @CauseyHooch on Twitter.
Okay. And Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm @RAXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And you can also find at Bob Hafka and at Amy Hafka. And we can also find at Teo Penglis. Be sure to check out his Twitter feed, and also at Lauren Coslow and at Kilt Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan, and the Diva Carrie at Diva of Dole. I don't think she can make it tonight, but go and check out her tweets. Sometimes she tweets along with the show. Okay, so last week we had some Blog Talk technical difficulties, as we do every so often. So the week or two before that, I had trouble getting on. It kept knocking me off. And I think everyone else was on, but I had trouble getting on. And just last week, Jen and Carrie said they had trouble with, they got a busy signal. So I don't know what that was all about. I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you remember any? I don't know if that's ever happened before. So, but anyway,
good time
working tonight.
Hey, you know, they like to keep it interesting for us.
Oh yeah.
You know, they figure
yes.
after
yeah,
459 weekly blogs plus
yes.
not including the interviews we've done over the years. You think, hey, you know, let's just mix it up a little bit. Let's make them think that they're going to have their show, and then
And we've had our trouble on our interviews too. Keep knocking,
yeah,
either they couldn't get through or they got knocked off. Yeah, but everybody was always good sports about it and kept trying to get back on. And so, actually, you know, we never had to cancel an interview because anybody couldn't get through. But
thank
you. Last week I just gave a quick rundown. I was trying to figure out what was going on, but nothing on my, like I told Jen, nothing on my on the dashboard that I see shows anything that was wrong, you know, with calls coming in. So, this system's probably a little antiquated, you know, I don't know what to think.
Sure.
It's not Zoom, so, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, did everybody get a chance to see any of the show, or I guess it's...
I was catching up on the week befores, and then I got through.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched like 5 episodes in a row from last week, and then, or not in a row, but like, you know, fairly short order.
Yeah, here and there.
And then I got through Mondays of this week's, and then I kind of looked through the descriptions of the rest of the week, and it looked like a lot of Abigail.
Well,
Gwen.
Yep.
Abigail and Gwen, we could start with it. Actually, I kind of like Abby and Gabby working together as frenemies.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
that's
another.
Yeah. But I don't like. I don't like that they're going to hurt Kate, so I'm not happy about that. But yeah.
Yeah.
I think I definitely like evil Gabby or Abigail better than like milquetoast boring Abigail. But
she's been kind of pushed to her edge now. Where she's the one that wants the revenge, kind of like Gwen, you know, wanted the revenge. She just got put to her dark side's coming
out. I liked how Gabby said at first when Abigail was trying to get her to help her with the revenge, she said, you know, I kind of learned that, you know, I'm like in a really good place right now. My business is starting to reboot, and, you know, I'm with a new company, and, you know, I've got my daughter, and life is good. And, you know, I kind of learned that revenge wasn't as satisfying as I thought it would be, or whatever, you know. And she was just, like, crazy revenge, you know,
crazy revenge
for, like, a year. So I thought that was interesting, but she still got pulled in.
Pulled in.
Because her own self-interest.
Jake.
Because she's going to help. Because Abigail agreed to help her break up Kate and
Jake
so that she could have Jake again. Anyway,
so that's why I'm not happy
with this little partnership that they have. I'm not happy because I like Jake. I like Cake together.
Cake. So we had
Marianne, before we go too far into the show, though, could we also give a shout out and a word of condolences and send our love to Sabina,
one of
our longtime Days of Our Lives friends, and somebody who's called in many, many times. Many of us have met at one time or another at Days events. And I don't know if you want to say a few words, because I didn't ever meet him, but I know he called in a few times when we had interviews with Teo and people like that. And and so her boyfriend, Tim, passed away of COVID after, like, what, a month-long battle or something? And I honestly... I'm not actively on Facebook. I have an account, but I'm hardly ever there, if ever. But you guys, you're the one that told me about it, about this happening. So
yeah,
I know we talked about sending our love to her and you know, wanted to honor Tim Wright, her boyfriend that passed. So anyway, just wanted to mention that.
He passed away, I think, just on March 2nd. He went in, I think, in January, end of January, and he's been battling this for the last month. And I've kind of been following, because I'm friends with her on Facebook. I've been following ever since she posted about it, and, you know, everybody sending thoughts and prayers. And he was coming, you know, they had a video of him, you know, and I think with his COVID, he had good days and bad days. And one time you think that he's going to get better, and then he took a turn for the worst. I know they're having funeral services for him down in Florida. And I know when him and Sabina met, they've done a lot of Days things. He went with her on all the, I think, on the cruise things and all the Days event. I've never met him, only have talked, you know, when he is called into our show, which Sabina has always used to call into the show too. So we do want to send our sympathies to him, his whole family, and to Sabina. So I know it has to be hard. COVID is still out there, and it still will, because this just happened to him just these last couple months.
That's so sad.
I mean, he got it. So.
Anyway, my heart go out to her and to him and his family and everything. Now, were they based out of Atlanta still, or were they overseas? Or what was, because at one point, weren't they overseas?
No, I think
they're
still in Atlanta.
I
don't know. I don't remember them being overseas, but that could be. I don't think so. I think
maybe
he had a business in Florida, or he was from Florida.
Okay.
I can't be sure of that either, but I know that's where the funeral service is. So I'm thinking he was from. That's where he was from. So,
So part of our Days family.
Oh, yeah. She always supported the Diva of Dole a lot. All right. So speaking of, you were talking about Abby and Gabby. She convinced Gabby to help her. And I guess the last we saw, she went to see Gwen and was almost like, was she going to turn against Abby? Because she kept telling Gwen, we two should work together against Abby. And she was trying to convince Gwen, she did a lot more worse things than you did. You just more or less framed me for drugging her, but she did a lot worse to me. So she kind of convinced and said, let's celebrate. And she did drug her, which was, just kind of like what she did to Gabby. But Abby Abby comes back over and they're trying to decide, you know, what to do with her. So then they finally did put her in the, you know, they got her into the Demira tunnels and they have her tied up down. It's kind of neat to see the Demira tunnels. And I think it must be the same room that maybe that we saw before with Kate.
Yeah, they took the bed out.
That was the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that wasn't that where Vivian and Kate and Marlena
were? Wait a minute. I missed that. What did you just say?
They took the beds out of them.
The bed?
They took the bed. Yeah, there was beds when they were there.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I missed the part.
Down in the Mira tunnels, the thick of them.
Oh, Mira tunnels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They took Gabby down into the Demira tunnels. Wait a minute, I think.
This week? Oh, yeah. That's where they kidnapped her. Okay.
Yeah,
you're right, because before when, what
is
was
this,
it, Marlene, was it Marlena,
this Carrie?
Vivian, and Kate?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I saw 724 pop up. Yeah, there you go. You made it.
Yeah. Well,
724 representing.
Yeah, I'm glad we're all
you
able to
through.
Call in this week.
We
didn't get a busy, no busy signal this week.
Yeah,
we did just.
We were just talking about that.
That was crazy.
And we did just.
We were just
send
discussing
our love
that.
To Sabina.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about Sabina. Yeah. So yeah, glad you made it and got through.
Yeah, I did hear what you guys said about the tunnel and the wine cellar. They actually spruced up the wine cellar. That's the nicest it's ever looked.
Yeah.
I think it actually has wine
in
it.
We were saying, was that the same room?
Hasn't it been sealed off in perpetuity at one point? And then, I guess it was sealed off, but then they unsealed it when they found that whoever it was that was
in
that.
Yeah, or it's a different room.
Wouldn't you think, though, by now, I mean, I used to love the intrigue of the tunnels back in the day, but don't you think by now that that's, like, the first place anybody's going to look if anyone's disappeared? I mean, it's kind of like Salem 101.
That was a haunted cabin.
Even the inept cop shop, that would be the first place that they'd look if they came looking for somebody. So I don't understand it. But oh well, what the heck.
But who would go looking for Glenn anyway?
Jack.
No one's going to. There's
true.
No one. But Jack would be the only one who'd be looking for her. Yeah. No one else would care.
Really.
Oh,
I don't know if
you
would think to look
that's
there or not.
That's just mean.
And she was found out anyway by Anna, who came, that was kind of the ending, and she had found her anyway. Yeah. And I'm thinking, and Anna could care. I'm thinking she's going to just, like, close the door and let her there. When she was going down,
Pretty much.
We see her, we see her coming in because she's looking for Tony. She asked Chad if she found Tony. They were going to have a champagne lunch together. So, of course, there was no Tony, so she was looking for Tony, and she wanted to go down and get a bottle of wine to take to their that's why she was down in the tunnels. And she must have said, she said to Chad, she says, every day is so much fun with Tony.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, every day is so much fun with Tony, so why don't we see him anymore? So
I don't know
when he's going to be back. Yeah, and that's the first time we've seen Anna. Or either we didn't really know kind of what happened to either one of them because they kind of were there and then they weren't there. They didn't say whether they left or what they were doing. So I guess they've still been in town all this time that we haven't, or weeks that we haven't seen them. So I don't know how, hopefully we're curious to see if we're going to see more of Anna and what she's going to do about Gwen. And she found her down there. So Carrie, we were talking about Abby and Gabby. How do you like that frenemy relationship between them?
Well, I don't like Abby. So really no reason for Gabby to get involved in this.
Yeah,
so,
to take sides with Abby.
Yeah, and basically Abby is manipulating Gabby, which is sad. Gabby should have seen through this. And if when the shit hits the fan, Abby's going to completely throw Gabby under the bus.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, her dog. I kind of thought they were kind of funny together. like arguing back and forth, and I thought that was kind of funny. She said something to Abby wants her to get the drug because she's trying to threaten
Gwen
to confess.
Oh.
She wants to get this drug from Rolf, and Abby, and Gabby says to Abby, she says, "What, are you nuts?" And she said, "Oh wait, never mind. Sorry, I said that." So it's just kind of little things that they were saying were kind of funny, but yeah, that's what she wants. I guess the whole idea of kidnapping Gwen was to get her to confess that she killed her.
I was wondering what the
whole
point was.
Yeah, because that's what she was trying to do. She had her phone on a recording. Of course, Gwen's not, you know. So she thinks by threatening her with this drug, I don't know. That was kind of, I think, get that whole thing. But I think I saw previews or some kind of spoiler that she goes and she must get away or get out because she goes to Jack to tell Jack what Abby did. So I don't know where all that's going. I don't know. Okay. Okay. So another thing with Gabby. I don't know if Anna saw it or Carrie. Did you see it with Kate and Jake? What they did to Gabby?
Yeah, and they bought the building.
Say that again. No, I didn't. I saw all of last week.
Okay, Jen.
And then got through Monday, so I didn't see. I didn't see it. There was a description that said that they got a big win over Gabby, but I didn't see what it was. What did they do? What did Kate and Jake do?
Jen, did you want to?
Yeah, they bought the building that has her store.
Oh.
They kind of bought it out from under her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And then Philip. Philip was talking to Kate then. Of course, you know, that's kind of going against Philip too, you know, because Titan versus Venera. But he kind of pointed out to Kate, he says, you might not have wanted to do that. You might be just driving, you know, Gabby right into Jake's arms, you know, he said, because Jake and Gabby were kind of like arguing. And he says, you know, she's going to get on him. They're going to be arguing. He says, you know, that when that arguing, he says, that can, you know what that can lead to, you know, a little bit of hate, you know, love, hate stuff. So he's kind of telling her maybe she shouldn't have done that. That might just push Gabby more with Jake. So, no, we'll have to see.
I liked the scenes with Kate and Jake the week before when they were in bed and talking about how she finally decided he talked to her again about please come and join me at Demira, you know, and I like those scenes, but that was the end of the week before, but
yeah.
Good. Well, they have a short term victory. We'll see what Gabby does to get a revenge on that.
Yeah. But they do have Jake and Kate together for a lot longer than I thought they would.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah. I know.
They had
them breaking up
kind of. And then getting back together, you know,
it
is longer than what I thought. So.
I like it.
I don't know how
long
ago.
I was afraid they were really going to, you know, no pun intended, but screw Kate over once again.
Yep.
But I like that. I mean, nobody, you know, almost virtually no one except even Marlena and John have been broken up and gotten back together before, you know, with various things that have happened over the years. But so nobody's. Very few of them have been together for the whole time, but so you always think, well, it's not going to last forever, no matter who it is. But I like that, you know, I like that they've let it go longer and that they've, you know, continued with the story. So I've enjoyed that.
And I think this was a little bit last week too, maybe into this week. The argument between Jack and Abby. What did anybody think? Did anybody see that or think about that? The scenes with Abby and Jack.
I don't think the arguing started until this week because he told her. I saw through the part where she came home, and Jack said, "Well, I just want you to know that Gwen was just here," and he says, "I know how you feel about her, and I understand, but she is my daughter as well, and you know, I have told her that I would have her back, and that I would, you know, I don't know how he phrased it, but basically that he would be in her life and, you know, be there for her or whatever. And of course, then Abigail's like, I'm not exactly sure how I'm supposed to respond to that. And I love how
she did not take it well.
No, but you know, and Jen, since you were not always a Jack fan, I thought that I liked what they've done with Jack, and I like the way, and I always liked him before, but I like the way that they worded it. He said, I'm sad that the way I chose to conduct my life led to a lot of pain in my family, you know, it hurt the people that I love in my family, you know, in my family. And I thought that was good. I mean, because it's like, yeah, back then he was just being reckless and, you know, stupid and casual and whatever, you know, getting somebody pregnant, you know, and who knew all these years later it was going to practically destroy his other daughter's life and all these other ramifications and, you know, so on and so forth. So I thought that was a really good moment. You know, I'm not a big Abigail fan, but I liked that moment. I liked Jack, and I liked that moment with him.
I will say I like the way they're writing him this time. He's not a buffoon.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
No,
yes.
he's more human and more, and you can see his point. He's coming from this from guilt. You know, that's what
right.
it is. It's all guilt.
And it wasn't from one of those fake, well, if I offended anyone or if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. It was like, I realized the gravity of what my stupidity earlier in my life and
right.
my, you know, my mistakes have led to pain that you and others in my family are now suffering. And so I thought, I mean, they didn't belabor the point, but I loved the way that was written, and I loved the way that he delivered those lines. I thought that was good. That was a good moment. Can I bring up a really quick pet peeve from the week before, since I didn't get to call in on last week?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I guess nobody did except for me.
Go ahead.
I tried
to give a quick one, Don, and I hate it's not the same when you can't bounce ideas off of other people and get other people's opinion. You know,
well,
just kind of like there's nobody saying anything.
And I know Jen will back me up on this one, is the one pet peeve that I had, I actually really liked a lot of the week. I liked the Allie stuff and the, you know, the stuff with Charlie and all that. But I leading up, we all knew he was going to get iced, you know, at some point. But I liked those scenes and everything, and I like how Tripp, you know, how his character is behaving with all this and how he got attached to the baby, knowing it was his nephew, and all. I was like, oh, how sweet. But, you know, one thing that kind of bugged me, it was a little pet peeve, was when Allie, I think she was telling, I don't know if she was talking to herself or if she was talking to Nicole or who it was, maybe somebody else will remember, but she made some comment about how, you know, this was after Tripp had come by to accept her apology, and he had held the baby and everything for her and everything. And at one point she said, maybe she was just talking to herself, I don't know, but she said something like, or maybe to the baby, you know, you have a lot of strong women in your life, and I think it's time to let a strong man in too, or something like that. And I was like, meaning
oh,
Tripp.
Yes.
And I was like, hello,
yes.
What about your father? Hello.
I've heard it. I've seen
hello?
That out there. Yep. You're not the only one noticed that.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause
people
I
complaining
thought,
about
I,
that.
If
she has
I
Lucas, she has John,
most,
Roman.
Yes, if I had seen it last week, I would have been putting that on blast. But anyway,
Will.
I couldn't let that go, even though it was from the week before.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, the writers, I think, kind of messed up on that.
Yeah.
So they're more or less saying that she had no strong men in her life, which she always did.
Yeah.
Rafe.
I mean, they could have phrased it differently. She could have said, you know, I realize his biological father's never going to be a part of his life, never want him to be a part of his life. But it would be wonderful for him to have a father figure like that or something, you know, or a male figure like that. They could have made it to where it was still complimentary to Tripp, but didn't, like, just totally forget the entire legacy of her family and all the superhero men that came from her family. So, anyway, okay, all right. So I'll let it go now. Now that I've gotten off my chest, I feel better.
Okay.
I can breathe now.
All right. Well, since you brought up Charlie, the whole Charlie fiasco and who killed him, and of course we got Sammy got arrested. Rafe brought her in, and so she's demanding to, you know, see a lawyer. So of course she wants Belle to represent her. So Belle still don't want to come in with, you know.
Why the hell would she want
how
Belle?
Do you? Yeah. Why would you even ask me after what you did to me?
Sammy has half of that Demira money still, and I don't think she's blown it all on clothes. So I think that she could probably afford a decent attorney other than her sister.
Yeah.
Well, she could get her other sister if her other sister would talk to her.
That's true.
Yeah, the other sister's a lawyer, too.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh,
and what
yeah.
She
got Roman and Anna out of jail.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. I forgot about that. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, she pleaded and pleaded, and finally Belle gave in after like telling her off again, you know, for all that she did with the whole Jan Spears thing and everything. But she decides of course she tells Sammy, now you have to tell me everything. You can't lie to me.
Oh.
And then she was saying about the gun, and she says, well, she never touched the gun. Well, yeah, it's
she's
Sammy
holding the gun.
Because, she's holding. She has these flashbacks that she's holding the gun, and then Rafe comes in with the test back, and her prints are on it. You know, so there she did. She just lied to Belle. And Belle looks at her. So I don't know what's going to go from there. So
okay,
I don't know.
So
she has flashes. It looks like she killed her. Okay. Killed him, but she's too obvious.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. Well, and she walks in. I didn't realize she just washed her hands, but I was like, I thought she was, when she first walks in and Rafe's standing there over his body, I thought she had, like, something she was going to cover the body with or try to get rid of the body with. That blue, like, I guess it was just a paper towel or something, but or a towel or something. But I've only seen Mondays of this week. So from that point, what I was surmising was potentially that it could have been John that went off on him and shot him. And since Sammy threw him under the bus before, she's taking the bullet for him this time. Mm-hmm. Could that
I think
be
she's
it?
Covering for someone.
I think she's covering for someone.
Yeah, and John has no memory because he's in the hospital now on tests because he admitted to Marlena that he went to see Charlie. But he blacked out and he can't remember anything
after
that.
But didn't he have a flashback of a gun going off? Didn't he have or am I imagining that?
Yeah.
It seemed like I thought he had a flashback to hearing a gun
like
or something.
The ones that they're kind of pointing to that looked guilty are him, Allie, and Sammy so far. But Allie, just the way she's talking, the things she's saying. Ava can be a suspect. Claire, there's so many. I think there's like 10 or 12 of them.
It could have been
Angelo.
It better not be
Lucas.
Angelo. Just came into town.
Yeah.
Like
it might come down to that. Somebody in the,
the mob.
Ava, Vitali. Yeah, the mob. Think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, that's where we are with the whole Sammy and all that Charlie stuff. So
I was kind of, I kept feeling like he could be redeemed at some point along the way. I think the turning point for me, though, was when he went after Claire at the end there and lost it with her. And I was like, okay, there's really no coming back from that. But by then, the writers had decided they were going to off him. So I go, well. Yeah, I think it's a shame because I do think that he had a story, and I think he had more story to tell, or they had more story they could tell with him. And I think the relationship with him and Ava and Tripp, all that, if they were, and I can't even believe I'm saying I would want to see a story with Ava, but, you know, Tamara's doing a great job with this time around with, I actually like Ava this time around, and that maybe it's just the writing. I don't know, but I'm never a fan of her coming back for whatever character she's playing. But I've actually liked her this time more, I guess. But I don't know. Anyway, whatever. But that's my two cents.
It seems there's always characters that come on the first time and you hate them, but you grow to love them. And like she's maybe kind of one of them, and Xander is one of them. I couldn't stand the character when he first came on.
I mean, aside from her being batshit crazy half the time, But I think also, I mean, she did. She was responsible for Sean Senior's death, and then like, also she
was so crazy
obsessed with Patch all that time. That was just annoying to me, like really annoying to like a degree and, you know, to the nth degree. But they're not playing, they're not writing her that way this time. So I can kind of deal with her better, I think.
The writing. It's all in the writing.
Yeah, definitely.
And the actors, and the actor and actresses too. I think they play it, kind of play it a little different too.
Yeah.
Another one is doing a really good job as Stacy. With her Kristen Susan and Susan Kristen.
Yeah.
Routine.
It makes my head hurt.
I know. But how did you like when she was in, it was Susan, it was Kristen, but really Susan talking to Lonnie in the jail.
Oh, my God.
How Lonnie didn't pick up because she was letting that accent come out.
The
whole, you could see Susan.
Lonnie, being the big detective
that
she was, I thought she was going to, she figured it out. And in fact, did you think that when she was saying, oh, remember that gelato place we went to and blah, on the piazza and all? I thought she was just setting her up. I thought she was going to say, oh, yeah. And then she'd be like, we never went to gelato or whatever. You know, I kept thinking Lonnie was going to figure that out and nail her to it. But, oh, well.
Come on, Lonnie's the cop. You know, come on, Lonnie, you should have figured it out. We're all sitting there. Wait a minute.
Detective.
She sounds completely different. Yeah,
I know.
Like she sounded like Susan,
and it's not like, and it's not like Susan Banks is unknown to the Salem community, you know.
Right.
Right, and they know that she's already, you know, that Kristen has done that before, impersonated Susan.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, but Chloe and Brady haven't figured it out either.
Well, Jen, and
that's
they're,
understandable.
And they're the two dumbest people in Salem, just about. So I'm not surprised
two of the
that hasn't happened yet.
Chloe at times has a brain.
Well,
at
that's true.
More so than Brady.
I should.
Yeah, that's true.
I shouldn't be.
Sorry, Brady.
I shouldn't be that offensive.
Brady just looks
pretty.
That's all. That's all he has. That's what he got.
I just think we need to make sure that the cameras are there whenever he has to have his bandages, his dressing redone. I do think we need to do that. And I do think that it's kind of sad that just like, you know, Philip grew back a limb that he lost in the war. I just think that it would have been a little bit nice if they had even a little scar for the fact that the guy has a heart transplant. But oh well. I mean, it is a beautiful chest.
We forgot about that.
It is a beautiful chest. And
we don't want to mess that chest up.
I think for the sake of, you know, superficiality here, I'm okay with it, but just so long as everybody knows that they're doing that. Okay. Yeah.
He had the scar lose it off.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway.
So I thought, you know, I thought Kristen was about to lose it. Of course, she's trying to pretend to be Susan when Chloe's all over Brady. You know, but sooner or later, she's just
like,
going to – I can't believe she hasn't told Brady. I can't believe she just doesn't come out and just tell Brady what she's doing.
I
don't know.
I know.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, very weird.
But speaking of chess and anything else, did anybody see Xander?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Nope, haven't seen that yet. I'll be
waiting
to
see
that.
That yet. And Sarah catches him while it's the seamstress has his kilt open. Looks like she has his kilt open in the front and is in there trying to, like, you know, sew. And I don't know what she was doing, but she was on her knees, so Sarah got the wrong idea. She says, what's going on in here?
Anybody is funny that they're in a big hurry to get married now, and in such a big hurry that they're getting married while Maggie's out of town.
All of a sudden they're getting married, but I have a feeling that marriage isn't going to take place spoilers that I've heard. They're going to get married in Salem. Come on, do you really?
Yeah.
I don't think this one's going to.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wanted to surprise Sarah because he wants to get married in a kilt. You know. And he was upset because she saw him in his kilt before the wedding, kind of just like the whole thing with the wedding gown. But anyway, so, and I saw spoilers that something Kristen supposedly kidnapped Sarah. Why? I don't know. I don't what that connection is. Anybody see that spoiler?
Her, Can she leave her in a dungeon somewhere? No, well, I shouldn't say that.
I know, all these kidnappings. This is the thing now. Everybody's getting kidnapped. This seems to be the thing. So, but I don't know why Kristen and Sarah. Why she's going after Sarah, I have no idea. The revenge against Xander? Did Xander not want to help her? I don't know. I mean, they have a history, so I don't know.
Well, with Xander, was part of the scam with the babies, so
yeah.
So she's
revenge
him now.
Against Victor.
Yeah.
And Rex is coming back, so I don't know. There's a connection with Rex and Sarah, too. It's what's going on there, because he's coming back. So I don't know where that's going. Mm-hmm. And speaking of kidnapping, we still have Sierra in the glass bubble.
Oh, Lord.
Now she's reading Alice through the looking glass, and he has Alice in Wonderland. And they had their dreams, and she's still alive. So we have Clyde listening, overhearing Orpheus and Evan, thinking something's going on. He stabs Orpheus, grabs his cell phone, calls Evan, kind of makes that connection there. So he calls Ben, gives Ben the cell phone, and tells him Sierra's still alive, you know, go find her. And now we have that's what's going on there.
So now Evan wants to kill Ben?
He wants to have Sierra pay. You know, instead of killing Sierra, we're going to kill Ben.
Kind of like the reverse of what Benson did to Ben. Okay.
Kind of.
Benson
and also, he gave her a newspaper. He gave her a newspaper saying that Ben was killed in a motorcycle crash, but she wouldn't believe it because she dreamt of Ben. It's not true. He says, "Well, I can make it true." He said he was going to leave and go kill Ben. So. So I don't know how much longer until they get reunited, and who knows? I don't know.
Imagine how boring their life's going to be when they're back together again. That's all I got to say.
Well, we got to find a reunion. They'll be happy for a little bit.
Honey.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody's happy for long. Now, you know Patch and Kayla just got married. So now how long are they going to be happy? Not too much longer. Something's going to happen. Ava, I don't know. Ava might be going with Rafe. I don't know. I think they're trying to make the Rafe-Ava connection there. First, I thought Nicole.
And when's Nicole going to get jealous of that?
That might be. Maybe it's going to be a triangle there. I don't know. Unless Eric comes back. Or another Eric. I don't know what they'll do there. I don't know. Let's see. Anything else? Jen, can you think of? I'm trying to think. Roman was on talking to Allie, but what did you think of anything else?
Steve so needed to get decked.
The Justin Bonney stuff.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about that?
All the crap Steve has pulled in his life.
Well, true. But he did apologize. I mean, he did realize, although it took Kayla to make him.
And Justin.
That.
It's like, seriously?
And Justin. Yeah. So he had to apologize to Bonnie. So I guess Justin and Bonnie are, you know, they're still a thing. And so so that was cute. So I like to see them. Just like Judy Evans and Wally Kerr together.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, are we going to find Adrian alive just as soon as Bonnie and Justin get close?
I hope so.
Or maybe, I don't know, or is Adrian really dead?
Nobody stays dead, though.
No, nobody's still dead there. Maybe Charlie really isn't dead. I don't know.
You never know.
And then we had just Aunt Pauline. Paulina's back.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear she has a daughter that's coming on, too.
She's coming with the younger set.
Yeah. And Theo's coming back.
Yep.
So I'm thinking her and Theo, supposedly, supposed to get together. I don't know. I'm thinking Paulina and Abe.
Could
anybody think about that? They keep trying to put Abe with somebody, but let him with somebody.
I
try, you know.
I liked him with Kate.
Kind of thought they're... So I thought with Kate and then maybe with Valerie again.
Yeah.
But every time they go there, they just stop. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like Roman. Yeah. They won't let either one of them have anybody.
Yeah,
I don't really get it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Same with Roman. Well, Kate could always go back to Roman if Jake leaves her for Gabby. I think don't go with Roman.
Yeah.
Bring Andre back for her. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Tony and Anna and Andre and Kate. I think that would be, they could have some good times at the Bear Mansion. Fighting for control.
Yes. And you could throw a woman in the mix too.
Yeah. I don't know. So, there were some good. Did anybody see the Chad and Jack scenes? I have to admit, I kind of liked Billy Flynn in those scenes. He did
good.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I thought he did a really good job. I mean, the emotion was there. He's back in Abby and telling Jack he's crazy for, he can't understand why he's supporting, Gwen, why he's taking Gwen's side over Abby's. And yeah, I thought those were really, I think Billy Flynn did a good job on that.
Hmm.
He did. So.
Cool.
I think that's it. Unless anybody, I don't know what other, all those storylines.
Yeah.
I think Chloe comes on. Oh, there's previews. Did everybody see the promo?
No. What is it?
Okay. So the promo with Chloe says to Brady something about, I think we could be good together.
Oh.
It's basically that, and I think it's Ben rescuing Sierra. That I see that, and I'm not sure. I just looked at it real quick.
And then the next scene, you see Susan with a knife going into Chloe's back.
Oh, God.
Oh.
No.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, Chloe's obviously got a brain. I mean, she was smart, and wasn't she like a smart kid in school and all that? I didn't mean to be ugly about her, but
sometimes
I think one of the characters was earlier. But with Brady and Chloe together sometimes, it's like, it is a little bit comical. But I like that she was getting pissed off at Susan, though. Like, what is your problem? What is the deal? You don't need to.
Oh, with the muffins.
Me,
yeah.
Everything.
She brought Brady his famous zucchini muffins, but she had already made him blueberry pancakes. So they were arguing over that. And she was trying to basically just throw her out as soon as she opened the door. Oh, there she is. Of course, you got to remember, it's Kristen and not Susan. But Susan doesn't like her either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she can see right through. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chloe is so obvious. Of course, there's Brady without a brain. He just.
Yeah.
Well, although I think he really is starting to have feelings for her, too, himself. But you know how Brady is with women? I mean, he's just how he's.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he's clueless.
He's going to pick the worst of all the people he could possibly pick. He's always going to go for the worst one. The one that's the worst for him. And the one that's fooling him the most. Well, I mean, Chloe's being genuine, but it's kind of. But it's pretty funny. I bet they had some good laughs with Brady has to be shirtless in this scene because Chloe's changing the dressing on his wound.
I love how they come up with the different reasons to have these guys with no shirts. Xander standing there with no shirt because he's getting his, getting his kilt like measured up or whatever. I don't know. And there's just always different reasons. So for those two.
Yeah.
It's usually just those two. I can't think. Is there any other guys they usually have with their shirts off? No.
They used to do Dr. Dan like that.
It should be Lucas.
But it's usually those two.
Lucas used to be.
Oh, Ben, too. He's another one. There's reason. He's usually laying in bed or jumps up from a dream, doesn't have a shirt on. So.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I don't know anything else that's going on at Days other than that. Any other news?
Not that I know of.
No? Okay. All right, then. Well, thanks, everybody, for calling in. Glad everything worked this time.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Well, have a good week.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.